Okay, goalie news, June 7th. We're just going to talk about Memorial Cup, give it a little bit of a breakdown, and mainly just talk about the goalies. Coach Mike here with Cody. Cody, you watched a handful of games. What did you think about the Memorial Cup this year?
I came for the Seattle versus Kamloops game and all the games on from that. And I liked the Memorial Cup. I love watching the Memorial Cup. It's some really good hockey, you can really see the top end players in these games. But looking at the goalies, I think you could see a big difference of what teams played, not just relied on their goalies, but like had full team depth versus the teams that had goal scorers. And I think you look at Quebec, the team who won it all, just look at their team. That's a full team effort that won the Memorial Cup. And just watching that game, their goalie, Rousseau, he played amazing, but his team also played amazing in front of him. And I think that's what makes a great team even better, is when you not just have goal scorers, but you have someone who's able to keep the puck out of the net more than others.
Yeah, I would agree with you there for sure. I think it's a good example of defense wins championships. And just kind of speaking a little bit of experience, I think Kamloops and Seattle were built for offensive minds and just kind of relied on goalies to win them or get past, right? And it just didn't really pan out, right? Overall, honestly, I don't think it was the best hockey. The first three games were all blowouts. Not really what you're expecting when it's the best of the best. Just real quick, obviously the Kamloops Blazers played in it, hosted it. They were third in the WHL, so they were pretty high. Quebec Ramparts were first in the queue, so it makes sense why they made it. Seattle was second in the WHL. And Peterborough were 10th in the OHL, right? They were the Cinderella story, and I think it really showed.
Yeah.
Right? I think they lost their momentum, kind of like what's happening with Florida. They had a little bit of a break. They're losing their momentum. And it just showed it. They were able to kind of get it back to beat out Kamloops for the tie break. But there was a huge distinction in team skill and team play, right?
I think watching the games, you can really see the level of hockey from the difference of each team. Like you could see the difference of the step from Quebec to Seattle. Mm-hmm. And then you can see the difference from a team like Seattle to a team like the Blazers or the Peets. Like you can visually see that there is a little bit of a jump, even at a high level like that, at the Memorial Cup championship teams. You can see that there is even levels then, just through the different leagues as well. And I think that was one of the big surprises for me. I was expecting to go there and it'd be like, okay, this game's overtime, this game's one goal game. To get a 10-2 game in the Memorial Cup is pretty, I wouldn't say rare, but I wouldn't say it's very common. And then to have almost every game a blowout game, really, it was a shock to see that. And one of the other shocks I saw was the Kamloops beat Peterborough 10-2, and then Peterborough beats them again. And that's also another show that you can win a game by a landslide, and then the next game's really close. But even with that, there's a big step from some different teams versus leagues.
Yeah, I think going back to the 10-2 and then the 10-2 victory for Blazers and then losing in overtime, I think the biggest difference there was their goalie, right? Yep. Michael Simpson was one of the top goalies in the OHL this year. He played the most games out of anybody else in the OHL, and he was the reason why a 10th place team won that league, right? And I felt bad for him, to be honest with you, for the first two or three games, because he clearly wasn't playing at the top of his level, or the first two maybe, because then they went on and beat the Ramparts in the last game of the round robin. But first two games, like I'm sure he's kicking himself in the butt for that, because it's not necessarily his fault, but he definitely wasn't the factor that they, that team needed.
Yeah.
Until it was too late.
Yep.
Right. Would they have gotten past Seattle? Probably not still. Right. Seattle was just too good of a team to be third or fourth. But moving on just a little bit, let's make sure that we're talking about all the goalies here. So for the Kamloops Blazers, the starting goalie, Dylan Ernst, he was 11th overall in the WHL for goals against, and he was the youngest starter at the Memorial Cup. Quebec Ramparts, their goalie, William Russo, his grandfather won the Memorial Cup back in 1958, which is just cool. Not a goalie, I believe, but he did end up playing in the NHL. He was pulled one time against Peterborough, 4 goals on 29 shots, but also had the only shutout of the tournament in the finals. So it's a little bit like Carey Price, right? Seattle Thunderbirds, Thomas Milik, I don't think anybody's surprised. He actually was first overall in the WHL for goals against. And his backup, Scott Ratzlaff, was second in the WHL. So they have a good feeding system. But Thomas Milik won goalie of the year and was starting goalie for a gold medal winning Team Canada in World Juniors. He was trying to cap off an amazing season. Peterborough Petes goalie, Michael Simpson. Again, tough start to the Memorial Cup, 10 goals in just 83 minutes of play, and seemed like he pulled it together in the last two games that he played. After the two goals or two games that were just not his night, he had the best save percentage in the tournament, with the lowest save percentage after the second game being a 91.5. He ended up, find it quick. Second in the OHL with goals against average, but playing 51 games. The only person above him was the goalie that ended up winning goalie of the year for the O. So good goalies were there, but goals against average, besides William Russo at 2.15 because of the shutout, not special. Not the caliber I was expecting with the goalies that were going, right? Goals against average, William Russo was number one with a 2.15 goals against average. Thomas Milik was second with a 2.41 goals against average. And then it was actually Michael Simpson with a 4.19 and Dylan Ernst capping it off at 5.06. Not great.
Nope.
Right. When I think of the Memorial Cup, I almost think of it as like an extension of the World Juniors, because a lot of the players that are in the Memorial Cup are World Junior players.
Yep.
So I'm almost expecting kind of like those type of high emotion games. Didn't really feel the emotion. Right.
No.
Save percentage. Russo, 93.7. Again, he had a shutout. One shutout in five games. It's always going to kind of skew for the best. Thomas Milik, 91.5. Simpson, 89.4. But a lot better than his first two games, obviously. And Ernst, 84.4. Now, one thing that people, I want them to remember, Ernst was 2 years younger. Was he not prepared for it? I don't think so. Cody and I were talking earlier, who could they have traded to maybe get an older, more seasoned goalie, I don't think there was anybody on the market. All the top goalies were on all the top teams. I don't think any of the top teams were willing to trade away their starting goalie and kind of sacrifice their chance of winning the WHL playoffs. Right?
Yep.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think one thing that's cool about Kamloops is that they really seem to invest in their players to develop.
Yeah.
Instead of trade away to make the best team, they want to develop their players into good players. Right?
Yeah. Like looking in the past at who's been goalies for the Blazers, you got Dylan Ferguson, Connor Ingram.
Yeah.
Those are three guys, NHL caliber hockey players.
Yeah. The past three guys.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and you can say the same with Everett as well. Like Everett's produced some really high end goalies as well. Was it Ian Scott or Prince Albert? Either way, like they have like Carter Hart on that list. They have a few other like really high end talents, and I feel like it has to do something with their development as well, like their development or their goalie coach or whatever it is, putting trust in those guys and developing them from a young age. Those guys, it's not just a coincidence that the same team always has guys going up. Like my hometown, the Wheat Kings, look at the past players on the Wheat Kings. You got Logan Thompson playing in the NHL. You got Yuri Patera, who's been playing in the NHL a few games. Even before that, Jordan Paperny, he just got called up to the AHL. And those are three of the last guys. And now you got Carson Bjornsson, who is number one ranked goalie in Canada right now, or in the North American for the draft for goalies. That just goes to show the development that there is on those teams. And it's not just a coincidence. I think that has to do with that young development age that they have there.
Yeah, and I think it starts right from the draft, making sure that they feel comfortable and supported.
Yeah.
Right? It's not coming in and we're teaching you new stuff. It's, okay, you understand how to stop a puck. We're going to fine-tune it, and we are going to make sure the off-ice is taken care of. Mainly the mental game. Right?
Yeah.
However that looks. But back into Memorial Cup. Are you surprised that Quebec won?
No, not at all.
I am not surprised at all. I think they were the best coach team. I also think they were the best team playing team, right? They weren't relying on run and gun. They weren't relying on offense. Yep. They weren't relying on one or two guys.
Yeah,
they played defensive and they capitalized a crazy amount on the chances they got. I think they might be the only team in history to have a positive percentage on 2-on-1s.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
Yeah. No, that was ridiculous how many they even had there too. And it was crazy to see like guys that I don't even know the name of. Typically, you know who those guys are coming down those 2-on-1s when they rip it bar down, but I didn't even know who these guys' names are. Just grab it, release, bar down. And it's like, where are these guys coming from? Like, how are these shots getting released? Like, you don't even see that on teams like Seattle. These guys were just ripping it. And, like, their shot was ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Like, they were fast. They never stopped skating or shooting in stride either.
Yeah.
Right? I felt bad for Milic in the finals there. They had one that 2-on-1 where I think it was a lefty on the blocker side. Just put it in. Pass? I don't think he faked it. I think he just shot it. I think Thomas was reading it as a pass because that's what they've done the whole weekend. And he just put it short side and there was so much space.
Yeah.
But their passes were crisp and hard. They were just amazing. Anyways.
Yeah. Can I add one more?
Yeah.
I think we have to add the comment that Patrick Waugh was the coach of the team.
Yeah. NHL, how do you feel about that?
Goalie. I thought that was amazing. I thought that He's was
quite cool. A controversial person, though.
Yeah.
I think he understands the coaching. Also, what happened with him in Colorado?
I don't know.
Like, he just left.
Yeah.
Like, in the preseason, right? And he went to the Ramparts, loves the Ramparts, apparently.
Which, yeah, like, he actually, this is his second time winning the Memorial Cup with the Ramparts.
I did not
know. He won that. In 2009. It was either 2006 or 2009. So that's his second Memorial Cup win. I was wondering if there's any... I was wondering if that team is so good because of who was behind the bench too. Like, yes, that's a really good team, but does it make a difference with who your coach is? Is that why their goalies are so good and why they were so of a full team, that he didn't care about if they scored goals? He knew what it was like to be on that defensive end and so, how to prevent goals.
Yes and no, I think. I think it's two-way. He knew how to prevent the goals and how to score the goals. Right. I think it's not a well-kept secret that goalie coaches and goalies know how to score on goalies. Right. They just kind of lack the skill to do so. But the Ramparts actually kind of have a three-man system when it comes to goalie coaching. So obviously, yes, Patrick Waugh was a world-famous goalie, Hall of Fame goalie. I don't know how much he actually does with them. With the goalie specifically, right? They do have another full-time goalie coach, and then they have a mental coach that works a lot with the goalies, right? I think it's almost a hard position to be in, being on Patrick Waugh's team as a goalie coach, because does he expect you to be at his caliber?
Yeah.
Right? I think the difference with him as a coach compared to the other coaches, it's almost like the all pressure's on him for the team to perform because of his name.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know how he handles stress, right? He's very aggressive, flamboyant. He's passionate.
Yeah.
So if he's taking all the passion, the players just have to play. And he wants them to play hard. Yep. So I'd be interesting to see one of those practices. I bet you it's very high tempo.
Yeah, I would assume. So
I think he outcoached everybody there.
Yep. He, just searching him up, he won the Memorial Cup in 2005-2006. He was the NHL head coach of the year in 2013-14. He was the GM of the year of the QMJHL 21-22, and then was the champion this year.
I think with all the talk too, it'd be interesting to see if he is an NHL coach this year coming up.
Yeah.
Because there's been a lot of rumors. I have not heard him talk about it once though.
Yeah. He's been with the Ramparts since 2018-19, and he's also been with them in 1997 until 2011-12. Oh, no, 2012-13. And then he went up to the Avalanche and was head coach.
Huh.
And he took a two-year break in 2016-17, 17-18, and then went back with the Ramparts.
Interesting. Anyways, CHL Goalie of the Year, Nathan Darvin. No. CHL Goalie of the Year, Nathan. How do you say his name?
Darvo.
I want to see if Google would tell me. Darvo. Nathan Darvo. Speech.
Nathan Darvo Elite Prospects https://.
Okay.
Okay. www.
Okay. Okay. Yay. That was fucking loud.
Nathan Darvo.
Darvo. Fucking love Max. CHL Goalie of the Year, Nathan Darvo, played for, in the Q, Played for Victoriaville Tigers. 50 games played, 2.34 goals against average, and then 92.9 save percentage. His record was 27 wins, 14 losses, 2 overtime losses. He was also named Quebec Major Junior Goalie of the Year. Do you think you have to win Goalie of the Year for your league to be nominated for CHL Goalie of the Year? Must be.
I'd assume so. I can't see you win, not win.
So it comes down to 3 goalies then.
Yeah, I would assume it would.
Yeah.
So. I wonder how the CHL Goalie of the Year works, because the CHL, because, like, example, the WHL, it doesn't, the
goalie, it's not totally the numbers.
No, but doesn't get picked by the GM or the head coach of the teams?
I mean, if it happens in the dub, then it's going to happen the same across the O and the Q, because it's essentially the same league, different province, right?
Okay. Yeah, then what I'm saying is that if it's the head coach or whatever making those decisions, how do they make that decision on the CHL? Do they get all the teams to pick, or is that a CHL decision?
I don't know. Maybe we'll try to email someone and ask. And maybe we'll try to get Nathan on here to give an interview, unless he speaks completely French and can't. Anyways, do you have anything else to add?
I'm just searching it up quickly. So the winner and the finalists of each award are determined by the winner of the corresponding award presented by each member league. Doesn't really.
Yeah. Thanks for listening and watching, if you're watching on YouTube or Spotify. Next week, June 14th, we are going to be talking about the breakdown of National League goalies and where they are from. Percentage of Canadian goalies compared to Russian goalies, Swedish, Finnish, and where they sit in the standings or stats. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.